Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of banged up quarterbacks as we were coming in. But the funniest injury of the week coming into this week is Sean McVay.
Yes.
Yes. Because they show the clip. Like he tore his plantar fasciitis.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet that really hurts.
It does. It does. But yeah, too bad, coach. You know.
What was he doing? Jumping up and down like always?
I just saw him on the sideline normal then not.
Okay.
I showed a clip of it. Of him on the sideline.
He's calling a timeout.
Yeah.
He was running toward the ref to call
a
timeout.
Yeah, it was still normal until it wasn't.
Okay, you know? Got it. So, he doesn't know exactly when it was.
Yeah, then. Man.
Because I read some quotes from him afterwards and an article about it. It was like, he runs around a lot.
Yeah.
Likes to celebrate with his players.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, dude, like, who's more active, him or Kirby. When Kirby went the interceptions, when he jumps all the way up.
Yeah,
I don't know when it's on our sideline, then it's like close to him.
Because there's some famous pictures of him doing that.
Oh yeah,
I just always worry like
get old, man.
Yeah, every jump's one closer to the last one.
Hell
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
You come down on them feet and them knees, man.
Yeah, man. Kirby, 50's creeping up.
It's almost there too, dog. We can't do it like that. But yeah, that's the funny one. But yeah, we're trying to count them off like this early. This many backup quarterbacks already in the game. Like nobody's been ruled out for the season outside of Joe Burrow, who they just officially put him on IR. But the one thing about them toes, especially that it's ended great players' careers.
Mm-hmm.
It ended Deion's career.
Mm-hmm.
My man OJ McDuffie down in Miami. I mean, them toe, man. It's just you don't think of it as being a big thing. But
how does that work with the IR? Like, could he come back for the playoffs?
Yeah.
If somehow, you know, I mean, Jake Browning went 4-3 last time he was the backup. If somehow he can navigate them to a playoff run, can he come back?
What IR is he on?
I don't know.
Oh,
that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know which one they put him on.
Yeah.
With the designated to return, I don't know.
That'd be wild.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just 3 months.
Right.
3 months.
Right. Three months from now.
3 months December.
Yeah. October, November, December.
Yeah. I mean, just throw the damn ball to Jamar Chase. That dude had 14 damn catches on Sunday.
Yeah.
14.
I'd throw it to him a lot.
Yeah. So, again, he's looking like he's going to win a triple crown on a bad team.
Yeah.
Because they're a bad team.
Well, they're 2-0.
They're a bad team.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But they did all that they could do to start the season
they did.
Off fast, and they're 2-0. And then, unfortunately, Burrow got hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right. So, Raheem Morris, meeting with the media, talking about AJ Terrell, said, we're going to consider him week to week, not day to day.
So he's not playing this week.
I would assume
that's
what that means.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I would assume.
Yeah.
I think the tricky things with hammies are you don't want to come back too early from it because it's more likely than not something else is going to happen to that same hammy. So however long it takes, they say it's a week, take two. You know, make sure it's all the way healed to a point where you just don't have the – because you can't tell me that – and I mean, I've had a slight hamstring thing, but that it wasn't in the back of your mind every time you wanted to open up or something like that. And we know that the defensive back, the change of direction that AJ has to do.
Yeah.
But I would take it as he's not playing this week.
I would too.
Yeah.
They haven't made that announcement officially, but they did say week to week. And then, so if it's next week also, then you have the bye.
Yeah.
So at least that's.
And that's 3 weeks.
And that's kind of what we talked about on Monday was with the early bye, maybe that's kind of how they time it out.
Yeah.
Then he's back for that Monday night game against Buffalo and hopefully okay and can go for the remainder of the season. But that's just speculation.
Because you're coming off a bye week.
No idea.
You're coming off a bye week with an extra
day. With an extra day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
And you'd really like to have him against those guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
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 So, anyway, speaking of those guys or people talking about those guys, here's Tua Tagovailoa. They play the Bills tomorrow night.
Yes.
Right?
In Buffalo.
In Buffalo, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Tua paying some respect to Josh Allen.
Dude, he's top tier. You know, if it's not with his arm, it's with his legs. You know, that dude can do literally anything he wants. So definitely different skill set for me. I can't do half of what he does when it comes to running the ball and any of that. And then with how he can just chuck a ball down the field, you know, with how far and the arm strength that he has, he's supreme when it comes to that. So it's going to be fun. Get to see him, get to play him again, and we'll see.
Josh has a broken nose or something.
Yeah.
Or something, because I know he's wearing a visor. They're going to beat the hell out of the Dolphins.
They sure are.
They're going to beat the hell out of the Dolphins because the Dolphins are a blank show.
Yep.
The thing with them
That's just a tough headline.
It just
like
is.
When the season starts the way it is, yeah, and everybody knows, and it's like, then your quarterback, who's not like some guy, like Tua's paid. He's their quarterback.
Yeah.
To be like, I can't do half what he does.
I can't do what half he does.
Okay.
Like, that's
awesome.
Yes,
well, I'm glad you're a quarterback then.
We know this.
Everybody knows
everybody
that,
knows.
Right? Like, that's not news. But everybody knows that.
I don't need you saying it, homie.
I don't want you saying it.
Yeah, man.
It's like,
yeah, man.
Yeah, that's going to be everywhere the next couple of days. Again, luckily they play Thursday.
Yeah.
So we'll see it.
Yes.
And then we'll move past it. It doesn't have to go all the way till Sunday, but it's a tough look, man.
I can't do half the stuff he does.
$200 million quarterback. I can't. That guy over there, don't even compare me to him. He can run and throw. What do you do?
I don't know.
I'm pretty friendly. Guys like
God
me.
Almighty.
They like me. Kalijah Kansi, torn pec.
Yeah,
he's
man.
He's going to miss the rest
That's
of the
a
season.
Big loss
it's a
for
big
them.
Big loss for the Bucs.
Big loss for them as far as their upfront guys. He's a young player still ascending. And, I mean, them pec, I mean, it's just. It's devastating, man, because ain't no coming back. I'm trying to think. No, it was more bicep. He came back from that because you put the brace on and everything.
Who?
Remember Ray came back from the torn tricep.
Oh, Ray Lewis?
Yeah.
I do remember that.
You remember that? And a couple other guys tried to play with the brace on that right now, man.
Yeah, but you can't brace a pec.
Yeah, you can't brace a pec,
I don't
man.
Think.
They put that harness on it, but you're just like right. stuck in a certain motion.
I hadn't seen this. The Vikings add Desmond Ridder to their 53-man roster after J.J. McCarthy's ankle injury.
Yeah, did that a little bit after our show yesterday, bringing him up, trying to just get some depth at the quarterback position. It's Carson Wentz's show. I think more than anything, it's good that somebody got hurt, but it can be beneficial.
It might
JJ's like, let me take a step back.
Yeah. He didn't really need to be back out there.
Exactly.
This
exactly. So then they also lost Jones. He's going to be out. They put him on IR also. They're starting running back.
Yeah.
Another kid was getting more carries anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean,
Jordan Mason, right?
If O'Connell is who I think he is, he'll be fine with Carson Wentz.
Yeah, he'll be okay. Be right. Honestly. They'll probably be better.
I think.
J.J. McCarthy was playing awful.
Yes.
They'll probably be better with Carson Wentz for the time being, and hopefully he can come back at some point. All right, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. I'm sure a lot of other people have talked about it, but I haven't heard like a reasonable explanation of why people are so worried about it. Here's Boomer Esiason talking about Tom Brady's conflict of interest.
This is a real conflict of interest, especially him sitting in the coach's box. And then when you listen to Pete Carroll, who I love, by the way, and who I have nothing but mad respect for, and then you listen to Spytek, their general manager, and then you listen to Chip Kelly, their offense coordinator. Oh, yeah, we're on the phone all the time. We're talking about this. We're talking about players. We're talking about schemes. I mean, what? And this is the guy that you allow into all these other rooms when he's covering the league for Fox? I'm sorry. As much respect as I can have for a player, and I have had for a player, in this regard, this goes against what the NFL is all about. The NFL, it's the ultimate competition. These guys are going to get fired. Guys get fired. They lose jobs. This guy seems to be insulated for some reason. And I understand why he's insulated.
Yeah,
he's good for the league.
Yeah,
I get it. But again,
Tom
the conflict of interest is startling.
You know, it's great. We're going to have, in about an hour, we're going to have Slareth on, Mark Slareth, and he does the production meetings and all those.
Every week. I
just wonder what he thinks about it.
I do too.
Because I don't think it's that big a deal, because I don't think that Tom Brady gets anything that's worth telling the Raiders about the opponent.
I don't think any coordinator or coach ever tells any broadcaster important information.
Yeah, but I do understand people and their thought process behind the conflict thing. Whatever. Because I saw that yesterday. I think after our show, they tried to come down with another rule about this whole Tom Brady thing. I'll pull it up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll pull it up.
And again, if it's this big of a deal for everyone and they have to do all these different rules and stuff, just do what you did last year and don't let him do them. And it's fine. I see the value of those meetings for the purpose of making the broadcast more interesting, but I don't think they're giving away a lot of secrets. Also, if they are, just don't give them to him.
Yeah.
Just, you know, if you're worried about giving away some sort of play call or something like that, Just don't tell Tom Brady.
Don't tell him. You know? But I still
I did not know their general manager's name was Spytek.
I was going to ask.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ironic.
Okay, all right, here, this is what Shefty said. NFL announced today that Tom Brady, a minority owner with the Raiders and a broadcaster for Fox, is prohibited from going to team facilities or practices or production meetings, but he is still allowed to sit in the coach's booth, per league source.
Oh, wait, so they went back the other
yeah,
way? So he
way.
Can't? Oh,
yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. Then story's over.
Yeah, right. Like, okay.
We could still ask Schlereth about how much information they get, though, just for informational purposes, but yeah, all right. Well, they just went back to it, which we did say yesterday was like,
why don't you?
That seemed like a fine solution.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I'm assuming that Tom is not caring not being in production meetings. I'm sure
he's perfectly fine.
I'm pretty sure Sean's perfectly getting on his private jet
yeah.
on Sunday morning
yeah.
or whatever and get to the city where he's going to do
it. I also think he's probably perfectly capable of talking about what he sees
yes.
without having that little extra
yes.
bit of information. You know, I'm sure it's valuable. Who does he work with? Kevin Burkhart. I'm
yes.
sure it's valuable for Kevin Burkhart to hear a story or two or something that he can add to sort of add some spice to the broadcast from like a, you know, from a personal interest standpoint. But no, I think Tom probably be fine.
Yeah, he'll be all right, man. I just, you know what? The stuff that people get.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.